interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
I'm going to dip twice into the medical journals here in kind of like a little doctor mini-series. First, a couple bizarre stories. And first, this kid out of Australia named Harry Long, this happened a few years ago, but he wrote a story about it in the Guardian newspaper about something that happened when he was 16 years old. And he said, it's the time cereal punctured his lung. He was having cereal, and he doesn't like eating cereal with milk because it makes it too soggy. So he always likes to eat it dry. And he was eating a brand of cereal. I don't think we have it here, but it's called Honey Stars, like honeycombs, but star shaped. Says he was eating it too fast and inhaled a piece. I've done that. You know, when you're like, you're inhaling as you're like raising your fork up. And,
sure.
Yeah. He inhaled a piece of the cereal and didn't realize it. He had a severe pain for about 30 minutes. But it went away once his lung fully collapsed. He didn't find out that it had happened until his dad got an ear infection a week later, and they went to the doctor, an ER, and he told the doc, I've been having trouble breathing. And they figured out what happened. He was in the hospital for 5 days just trying to get the piece of cereal out of his lung. He said,
man, it doesn't break down.
Didn't scare him away from cereal. He says he still eats it all the time without milk. I don't know. I can kind of believe that because I've had that where I inhale right as you're getting ready to take a bite and had it go down the wrong pipe.
But wouldn't you think that would decompose over 5 days? It would break down over that period of time.
I don't know. Maybe that cereal's got some...
Who knows what's made in that cereal.
Yeah.
Okay, so this woman, 4 years ago, goes into a Goodwill store in, I guess this is in Texas, and she sees this bust of a man for sale, marble bust. She says, well, that looks interesting. I'm going to get that. $34.99 is what it's priced, and she buys the thing. So she takes it home and she gives it another going over. She's like, boy, this, I don't know, there's something about this. I wonder if this is worth a lot more than $34.99. So she reaches out to an auction house in London and, you know, she's got took pictures of it and everything. And this is what I got. What do you think of this? They take a look at it and they confirm, yeah, that thing's likely 2,000 years old.
Wow.
That's an ancient sculpture you've got. That is a work of Roman art. And apparently it went missing after World War II, this particular bust that she has. It was titled Portrait of a Man, sculpted sometime in the first century B.C. or early A.D. It is now on display at the San Antonio Museum of Art. She could not sell this thing. A U.S. law, an attorney told her, U.S. law does not recognize the transfer of title when theft is involved, and they believe it was stolen somehow and got into the hands of a soldier here. They believe it was stolen during World War II, got into the hands of a soldier here who brought it home, and then one way or another made its way to that Goodwill store. And so they were told, you can't sell it. You can't.
Can she rent it out to those, the whatever it was?
Well, the Museum of Art has it now, but it is going to go back at some point. It's going to go back to, I guess, German authorities. But what if they stole it? Who knows?
Strange. And then back to the medical world here with a follow-up story about a 47-year-old man from England named Malcolm McDonald. And back in 2010, we talked about, well, in the years following what happened to him in 2010, we followed it for a little bit. He ended up with an infection in his perineum. That's down there between your legs. And it got to be...
It's a what now? It's called a perineum?
Yeah, your perineum.
Your who now?
Your perineum or perineum. I don't know. Perineum. It's down there between your legs. his infection got so bad.
I didn't know I had one of those down there.
Oh, yeah, you do. His junk fell off. So modern science came to the rescue, and they grew him a new unit. But they had to do it on his forearm. You remember this? The guy grew a new schmeckle on his forearm.
Yeah.
He was in the news a few years ago. The first part of the treatment worked. They used the skin to grow a new unit on his forearm just above his left wrist. Then, you know, they said he lived with it for 6 years that way. There were scheduling mix-ups, staffing issues, a pandemic made it take longer. The good news is they finally grafted it on to where it's supposed to be in its normal position. And he says he is finally whole again. It doesn't work like his old junk did. There's like, you know, a little pump kind of deal that goes along with it. Inflate that thing up. He says, Malcolm says he's in good spirits. His friends give him credit. We used to joke about it with him all the time. There's a documentary out, premiered a couple nights ago, The Man with the Penis on His Arm. And, John, just in time for summer, he'll be able to wear short sleeves again.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's timing there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the perineum. I looked that up online.
Or is it perineum? I don't know.
Perineum, whatever. It could be perineum.
That's the one where it... I can't say it.
It's between...
I can't say it.
It's in a... Yeah.
It ain't this and it ain't that.
Yeah, I think so. I thought I ordered my mom a batch of those for Mother's Day yesterday. No wonder she wasn't happy with me.